The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump, has he clarified things at all, Harley?
Yes, he has. Actually, it was a very much more measured and deliberate Donald Trump speaking in Youngstown, Ohio today about foreign policy. And he said a number of very specific things. He's been more specific, actually, than Hillary has lately. You know, over his tax thing, for example, he actually gave out some numbers. She did not, you know, that sort of thing. What he's saying is that his policy will not focus on regime change. It'll focus on destroying ISIS. He said any country that shares the goals of defeating Islamic radical terror will have a partner in the U.S. Also said that he pointed out 33,000 deaths can be attributed to ISIS and its groups since 2002, but 80% of them have happened since April of 2013. He also plans a tougher immigration policy, and he's gotten a lot more specific about that. It'll be geographically focused instead of focused on just Muslims, because any area that has a history of exporting terrorism and where adequate screening cannot be performed will have to be temporarily shut down as far as immigration goes until a new screening test can be put together to help admit only those people who, if they want to come to the U.S., want to support the U.S. and be a part of the U.S. And a lot of those things sound
that
a lot
all makes
more
a lot of sense. That's
yeah,
good sense.
Harley,
around the traps, I mean, you know, you've got a good insight into all of this. What is the word there? Does he have very, very good people on the policy front working for him? For example, someone's obviously given him a very significant briefing here on foreign policy and terrorism.
It took a long time, though, didn't it?
See, yeah, it did.
I think that is his biggest issue, his biggest problem. He's very, very good at putting together a team of people to accomplish a project for him. He's probably not very good at putting together a team of people to study something he doesn't know about and advise him on it, and then take their wise counsel and make a study decision on it.
Of course, I mean, you've got to know quite a bit before you know what you don't know. That's the difficulty with policy.
That's right. And you have to have enough insight to be able to figure that out, and to be able to know when to listen to good advice and you know what's good and what's not. I mean, that's the mark of a great leader.
Good on you, Harley. Great to talk to you. Good insights, Harley, in the United States of America. It's 8:30.